Blog Talk Radio.
What's good, world? Another beautiful Sunday. This is your boy, Pretty Tony, coming to you on the radio show. Can a player play? You know what I mean? You know how we do every Sunday. We get on here, we chop it up a little bit. Try to have a good time. Try to answer some questions. Basically just trying to explore life a little bit. But you know what I mean? I don't think we're ever going to get all the answers right, but it don't hurt to ask. No, it do not. I see my man K. Diddy is with me. Hold on, let me get him up in here. K. Diddy, what's happening, family?
Ain't doing nothing but baking in this oven, man. What's going on, man? Sound like you down today.
Perk it up, perk it up! Say that again, brother.
I said, is the heat getting to you? Perk it up, perk it up!
Oh, not at all. Not the heat at all, brother. Actually, I am in a very good mood. I'm in a very thoughtful mood. I'm in a very, you know, I mean, it's been a good day, man. It's good to be alive, brother. Some days that has to be good enough for you. That's good to be alive. That means I'm still in the fight, right?
Yes, sir. That is absolutely the truth.
So what we're going to do is we're going to start the show off. I saw that my engineer put some new songs in here. We're going to kick it off with a little something like this. My man, Con Weezy.
You can't roam
as
without
I recall, I know you love to show off, but I never thought that you would take it this far. What do I know?
Flash.
What up, your boy Pretty Tony back in the building along with my man K Diddy. Yo, K.
Hey, hey.
Man, you sound like you ate your Wheaties this morning, brother.
Oh, yeah, man. You know what? The Almighty gave us another day, so we just do and truly got to make the best of it. You know what I'm saying?
Straight up, brother, straight up. NBC, that's ironic that I played that song. I just chose it out of the blue because that song sounds like the clash of two personalities right there. But anyway, today's show is, are you getting in the way of your own happiness? You know what I mean? The show was going to be something else. But, you know, truth be told, a brother really hadn't put no thought into it. And this is a topic that I think we can all relate to. Are you getting in the way of your own happiness? You know, because sometimes we have things programmed into our minds and into our hearts and into our lifestyles that get in the way of us achieving what it is that we're trying to do. You know what I'm saying? And who it is we're trying to be. And just basically being happy, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, we all get in our own way one way or another.
Oh, absolutely. You know, they always say that you are your greatest enemy. You know what I'm saying? Because nobody don't know you like you.
I guess I'm laughing because some of us still don't know themselves.
Hey, that's true. A lot of people still don't know themselves. You know what I mean? So, and that's a constant struggle in life. And a lot of times that struggle gets in the way of almost everything else, because one's true self is all one has at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying?
Truly.
So the question becomes, who are we truly, and are we getting in the way of our own happiness? Happiness comes in different things. Happiness comes in different ways. Some people need materialistic happiness. Some people need spiritual happiness. Some people need emotional happiness. Some people need all of the above. You know what I'm saying, family?
Exactly.
And so, you know, your boy Pretty Tony thought we'd address that today. And, you know, we're gonna look at it as we go forward, pertaining to not only to this show, but to life in general, because sometimes you got to take a moment and get the focus back and focus on what it is that's bringing you joy. How can you find some joy? Because, you know, life itself, today I feel real philosophical. I went to sleep real philosophical with it, you know, some questions going round and round in my head personally. And I woke up feeling real philosophical, trying to figure out some things pertaining to not only my life. And this topic woke up on my heart this morning. So I jumped on here. I got it going, did a little blog, did a little blast or whatever. You know what I mean? So all you good folks out there, welcome to the show. Everybody listening online, people I see calling in one by one, welcome to the show. Can a player play? Your boy Pretty Tony in the building with my man K Diddy. Let's see who this caller is. Hold on, let me let this caller in the room. 985, you're on. What's happening? Hello, 985.
Speak up. Don't be scared.
Okay, I guess they jumped off. They didn't want to say nothing. Well, you shouldn't have pressed the one then. So if you want to speak, you can press the number one. If you want to listen, that's all good. We're going to stretch it out a little bit today. So, K. Diddy.
Yes, sir.
Me and you be having real philosophical conversations about life in general. And, you know, life at its best sometimes is not perfect. And we got to deal with the ups and downs and the bumps and bruises. Is this true?
That is so very true.
All right. Now, from your point of view, because I'm sure you've dealt with your fair share of disappointments and ups and downs, what have you found happiness to be, my brother?
Self-fulfillment. I think we tend to live our lives a little bit too much in what our loved ones want or our significant others want, and before you know it, you've adapted into their life, their lifestyle, their dreams, their expectations, and you've gotten away from your own. And basically, you end up being miserable because you're not who you are. You know, you who they want you to be, and once you become who they want you to be, then they don't want you either, so you're not who they got with in the beginning.
Now, and that's a very pertinent point, because going back to even from childhood, even as you're developing as a young man or woman growing, Your early life is spent being or attempting to be who your parents wanted you to be. Sometimes to your benefit, sometimes to your detriment, because your parents at that time never revealed to you that they were dealing with their own sets of issues and they were passing it on. Maybe some people did it by choice. I like to say they gave the child or the young person their own demons, but some people, it's just a byproduct of what they're going through.
Exactly.
And a lot of us carry that into our adult life, and we get caught, you know what I mean? The hardest thing to do is to separate your thought pattern from what is expected. You got to separate your thought pattern and figure out, okay, how do I fit into this moment? You know what I mean?
Truly.
So, and that's what I woke up with on my heart this morning, because I was asking myself personally, you know, yours truly was saying to himself, how do I fit into this moment? You understand what I'm saying? And what am I not doing? And where does some of my complacency come from when I in pursuit of what I think to be my destiny? And until you can answer these questions, you really can't maneuver the way you want to maneuver. You know what I'm saying?
Well, tell me this. How do people take expectations out of relationships?
That's the hardest thing to do, because we have been taught to have expectations. And, you know, truth be told, you have to have some measure of expectation, but the what's lacking on all our parts is the realistic goals or the realistic expectations. Because sometimes, you know, personally speaking, you know what I mean, like one of my biggest shortcomings is that I consider myself a strong person. And at times I expect to put it off on other people that, you know, since you're around me, some of this is supposed to be in you too. But truth be told, that's not the way the world goes. That takes time. Man, there was this real good, they're doing some research now about that, actually. I wrote it down because I read a lot. They're doing some research about by people being around you for an extended period of time, albeit your children, your significant other, whoever it may be, our molecular structure, some of it gets the bonding. It's sort of like when, you know, somebody can be like, oh, I feel like something is wrong with such and such. And in that very moment, something really is wrong with that person. You know what I mean?
That's almost like a couple being together so much they even eventually end up taking on physical attributes of the other. They start to
absolutely. They actually pick up physical attributes. You know what I mean? The Buddhists and such even say that our energy becomes one. You know what I mean? But the hardest thing to do is for that union, because, you know what I mean, we talk about relationships and sex and a whole lot of things on this show, but one of the hardest things, you know, not even the hardest things, one of the hardest things for us individually to do is to build a strong union, is to have realistic happiness, because one person's definition of happiness might not be another person's definition of happiness. You feel what I'm saying?
Well, that's because people's definition of keeping it real is not the same.
Okay, since you threw it out there, keeping it real, it's one of the most common statements that's put out there. Everybody, we're keeping it real. Hell, I done said it more than one time. We're keeping it real, but what is keeping it real? That becomes the question. What is keeping it real?
Tony, question for you. We got some other listeners on the line. Why don't you take this time to throw the topic of the show out there so everybody can catch up and know what we're talking about?
Oh, absolutely. Today's show, we're talking about, are you getting in the way of your own happiness? That's what we're talking about today as we're trying to define happiness. Are you getting in the way of your own happiness?
I know I am, because I always want what I want, and I want to treat people a certain way, and I get pissed off when they don't reciprocate the same way.
Okay, hold that thought. I'm going to let you express that thought. 561, I saw your hand up. What's good?
Hey, Pretty Tony, this is Loyalty.
What's going on, Loyalty?
How are you doing?
What's up, Loyalty?
Oh, not very much. I was just saying here, yeah, that is a good topic. Are we in the way of our own happiness? You know, a lot of us actually get caught up in that and don't even realize it. And we just think that's just the way that it's supposed to be.
You see, you just segged in, and that was going to be the next part of the conversation as I was going. And you just hit it right on the head. A lot of times we get so caught up in that that we lose sight of other things.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And that's what I was going to seg into next as I was examining this, because like I said, I woke up with this on my mind and in my spirit this morning, because I was going to get on here and, you know, talk about the player lifestyle and all that, but a good friend of mine, you know what I mean, is like, Tone, stretch out a little bit. You're falling too much into your comfort zone. And I'm like, you're right. So I'm stretching out a little bit, man. And this is something that this whole thing about our personal happiness.
Uh-huh.
What is it that you would think would define your personal happiness, Loyalty?
My personal happiness is being able to have a peace of mind.
Mm-hmm.
That's my happiness. It's just having a peace of mind.
So peace of mind is very important to you.
That's the most important thing to me.
I've already did
the mother thing and the girlfriend thing and the wife thing. I just want a peace of mind to be happy with myself and what it is that I'm trying to accomplish.
All right. Now, Kate Diddy, I'm going to throw the question back to you, because as usual, you was on your BS. Throwing out that what you were, what is it that's K. Diddy's personal happiness? You talking about you want people to do what you want to do? When, go ahead and please put it out there. What is K. Diddy's personal happiness?
Well, you know what I meant by that. We always have a tendency, even though we say we don't expect certain things of others, and in actuality, we really, really do. You know what I'm saying? We really have expectations in relationships, and usually, when you get disappointed, it's only because you expect certain things and it don't come to fruition, whatever it is. You know, but if we learn how not to have so many expectations, then we don't get disappointed and you're a whole lot closer to personal happiness.
Now, I got to ask you a question, K. Diddy. How can we not have expectations in a relationship? Because if we're building this relationship,
let me define that. I should have said realistic expectations, because we have a tendency to expect things of others that we won't even do ourselves.
Now that's a true statement coming from a man. I will accept that all day long.
Oh yeah, we're gonna keep it real up here and kind of play a play.
Yeah, KDD, I must say that kind of caught me off guard, especially coming from you. Wow.
Hey, well, you know, I'm, you know, I got to tell the truth and let it be known.
I'm not being disrespectful in any way, my brother, because, you know, me and you have personal conversations, and I know how deep you can get, but a lot of times on here, you be off on some off-the-wall alien-type stuff, so for you to come out and be like, well, you know, especially men, and it's true. A lot of times it's sort of like we come into relationships with these expectations that really ain't there. Like, you know, a brother who, and I may have been guilty of this, but I ain't admitting to it, a brother who himself has kind of gained some weight over the years and got like a little, I call it an experience belly, but then he want to look at the person he with talking about, you done put on too much weight. What the hell? That's giving that person, now you've given that person, that demon, what about you looking in the mirror? You know what I'm saying?
Hold on, I got a couple other people here who I guess they got something to say. Let me let them up in here. Hold on.
Stop eating so damn much.
Shut up, K. Diddy. What do you want?
See, K. Diddy, but you're looking at it as a form of sitting down and eating some food. Why can't you look at as sitting down and experiencing life?
Well, too much is still too much where you're eating food and experience life, because too much is just the opposite of not enough.
That's one of them damn statements that ain't got no damn meaning, man.
It does have a meaning. It means too much
is just as bad as not enough. It's just another extreme. The trick is to have a balance. That's the trick.
And I take it that you have a balance.
Hell to the no. If I did, I wouldn't be on here talking to y'all. I know I got issues.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something. That's one of the reasons I mess with you, dog, because at least you're honest. You're one of them brothers who admit he is a walking contradiction. Like me, I am a walking contradiction. I am a walking, breathing enigma. It's just what day you catch me and how you catch me. You know what I'm saying? But most men will never admit stuff like that. Like if you listen to a lot of times, and women, y'all guilty of this too. You know, like a previous relationship that's ended. You listen to one side of the story, and you listen to the next person's side of the story, and each one is like, oh, it's their fault. You know, very rarely you hear somebody be like, man, you know what? That's on me, dog. My bad. I could have tried a little harder. I could have did a couple of things different. But everybody want to be like, nah, it's all their fault. I gave it everything.
Well, see, I'm not guilty of that shit. I tell everybody, it at your own risk, because I know I got issues, and I am a work in progress. I let it be known. So don't be telling me shit 3-4 months down later, I did this, did that, because I told you up front.
And you're trying to say that measure of honesty is spewed out of you at all times, that you said it up front, right?
Keep me real, homie.
Now, is this a part of...
I think we did a show once upon a time about people can't handle the truth.
Yeah. We definitely did a show about that.
So it comes right back to that. I try to keep it real, but a lot of people can't handle the truth. They say they can, but they can't.
Okay. Now, when somebody, you come into, matter of fact, hold on, 813, I think I let you in the room, or did I not? 813, you with us?
Well, morning, or good afternoon, I should say. Yes, this is Passion, and I was going to just say I love this topic that you're having your conversation on today because, yeah, I feel like that's a big part of why people's relationships do not work out because, yeah, they start up. Everybody wants the ideal relationship, but far too often most people are willing to put in the work that it takes to, you know, have that ideal relationship. And they start doing exactly what K. Diddy's talking about. They start letting their isms and issues overtake the reality of what it is they're really looking for and really want out of their relationships.
Right.
Okay, I'll take that for now. So,
and then when they don't give it, they want passion. Guess what? The next thing they do is get disappointed and frustrated in their relationships.
Exactly, and they're out.
Yep.
Well, and there are others who instead of being out, try to stretch the misery out. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Is that the Elvira syndrome or is that something different?
That was Passion just talking, right?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Okay, Passion, I got a question for you. Now, I understand what you just said. Now, would it be truthful to say that sometimes it's unrealistic expectations of happiness that leads to some of these problems? Because truth be told, we all... point where we understand what makes us happy.
Correct. A lot of us don't understand that we're living in Cinderella syndromes and the knight in shining armors, and when we have to deal with the reality that they're nowhere near the knight in shining armor or the princess and the pea. Then we start wondering, well, what happened? We thought we were going to be happy ever after. No, it takes a lot of work.
Yeah, they didn't tell you that you had to kiss the frog more?
No, I think there is one or two of them like that, but, you know, no one pays attention to that. We're all looking for a knight in shining armor.
No, you got to kiss the frog a little more.
Yeah, that's the reality out there. A whole lot of them frogs, as a matter of fact.
Okay, well, that's true on both sexes, by the way. Let me put that out there. It's frogs on both sides of the fence. Both sides of the fence.
That's correct. That's correct.
So, I try not to kiss a frog.
I'll throw this back on you because you seem real deep today.
Okay.
I like that. Now, the question of the show is, are you getting in the way of your own happiness, right?
That's correct.
Some people have been, I won't say pre-programmed, I'm going to say there are some people who, as their life has gone by, have systematically found ways to just sabotage a relationship. You know, not even consciously. A lot of it is like, you know, in your subconscious, just actions that we take to just torpedo a relationship, but we don't even see that we're doing it.
As someone who sabotages their own happiness, I've met a lot of people like that. They're afraid of success or happiness.
Well, what is it a precondition of? Is it something that you can blame on the environment they grew up in, or can you blame it on, you know, genetics or circumstances or all of the above?
So we would love to always be able to put it off on our environment. We want to put it off on our genetics. We want to do all these things. But what we really need to look at is the fact that we are our own worst enemy. And that's day in, day out, morning, noon, and night. We are our own worst enemy. And if we don't understand ourselves first, how in the world can we explain ourselves to others where other people can understand what it is that we're saying? And
hello.
Okay. And wow. Yeah. That was going to be the next thing that I said into being our own worst enemy, man, because a lot of times we spend so much time shooting ourselves in the foot. And some of it is lack of effort, lack of effort, lack of energy, because one of the key things to personal happiness or a relationship's happiness is the work that it takes to get it to that point. You know what I'm saying? And most of us, truthfully, if we really look at ourselves, are not up to the task.
That's correct. I agree with that wholeheartedly.
You know what I mean? But and it takes so much out of you to say that because you've had to achieve a certain mindset where you're able to say to yourself, am I capable of this? But more realistically, though, is this truly worth me putting the work and the time and effort into making what I perceive to be happiness come true?
But do the majority of us really understand what the word happiness really means? We
no.
We say that we know what it is, we understand it, but 9 times out of 10, we have no idea what happiness really means to each other or more of us to yourself.
Because if I don't have it, I can't give it, right? Or is it crazy for me to say that? That if I don't have it in me, how can I give happiness?
Well, that's definitely hard. That's definitely hard because if you're not happy, it's really, really hard to make somebody else happy. You know.
And if there's, hold on, I got another caller who wants to jump in here for a moment. They're calling from a blocked number.
You know, we tried, but we'd be faking the fuck.
There you go. I'm glad you said that. Hold on to that thought, K. Diddy. Caller from the 111. How can we help you? Welcome to Can a Player Play.
Thank you, Pretty Tony. This is TNA, and I agree with what Mr. K. Diddy just said. We do try, but if you're not happy, you can't make your spouse happy. Even if you want to, you just have too much on the brain. And I wanted to know, how do you end up in a situation from preventing your own happiness?
Can I answer that one?
Yes, please.
Because, like with any relationship, you start out by liking what you see. The problem is the more you get involved, as time goes by, you get in a relationship, you know, you really get to know each other. And that goes both ways. And if you don't continue doing the same thing you did when you first met that person,
right,
the relationship changes. Everything changes. You know what I'm saying? Because it's almost like it was based on bullshit in the beginning because
If it was on the up and up and you was real with everything in the beginning, it should be real now. It shouldn't have been no changes.
Right.
It shouldn't have been no changes. You know what I'm saying? Don't start looking one way, being groomed, being pretty, keeping the house clean, you know what I'm saying, and smelling good. And all of a sudden, you start smelling like the locker room and don't care how you look when I see you and shit. Your hair tore up. You know, your nails and feet all crusty and shit. The things are definitely going to change.
Right. And it could be just more than that, KD. We all know you're just into looks and you don't like women that
wear that is not true. I just use those things as a common thing, but it's still the same thing. Even people put, when they initially, they do put their best foot forward. They come off like they got a college education, and then once you get to know them, you found out that they came from around the corner on the east side in the project.
Hold on now. What's wrong with coming from around the corner of the east side of the projects?
Nothing, but it goes back to what we're talking about, keeping it real. You know, if you're keeping it real, then you're honest and up front. You're not shaming where you come from, because where you come from don't make who you are. It don't mean where you're going to go or who you're going to be. But obviously you shame of it, or you got issues with it, because if you didn't, you wouldn't have lied in the first place. You'd have told us
I'm from the project. Right, you would have said, hello, I'm Patrice from around the corner from the project, if you weren't ashamed of who you were. You're right. You would have introduced yourself.
You know, it ain't nothing that you're going to wear on your chest, but it's not something you're ashamed of either.
Of course.
But that goes back to keeping it real, and that's why people don't keep it real. They base their relationship from the very beginning on bullshit.
Well, I just wanted to say that some of us, men as well as women, tend to put too much on the next person, as Tony said earlier, whether that being your spouse or your children, et cetera, and that right there can cause a conflict of interest. Sometimes you have to accept people for who they are and kind of wish, I know it sounds a little sarcastic, or, you know, work with them and see what it ends up at the end, and see how it ends up, basically, is what I'm trying to say. And if you see someone you're in a relationship with not putting 100% into the things that really matter in life, such as like building a strong family or setting an example for your children by letting them see how self-sufficient you can become, or, you know, showing them that you have to grow up independent. You can't depend on people in life. You can't show any slacking in a relationship, especially if you have children. You can't blame others for not accomplishing your own goals either. And there are people out there who do that. I love when the lady earlier said that some people are afraid of success. It's like they have all the talent in the world, but they won't go out there and say, hey, world, here I am. They are afraid. It's like they're stuck in a comfort zone. And, you know, you could have been Obama or Einstein, but yet you're sitting on the couch with a beer saying, oh, yeah, I could have been that person, because you were afraid to go out there. As you said earlier, you were afraid of success. I don't know what it is. Eventually, you have to go out there on your own sometime, or you're just going to die a nobody.
You do have a portion of people out here that don't fit in that category. They just talented, but they just don't have no common sense.
Right.
So they got talent, but they don't have no common sense. They wouldn't know how to pay a light bill.
Well, that's because those are the people who don't know any better, like you just said, they don't have any common sense. But then there are some people who have, 4.0 GPAs, and they're sitting on the couch as well. You're like, you
don't have no common sense.
Well, no, yes, they do. It's just about their energy. It's about, it's just some people aren't determined enough. That's all. I mean, they have all the
book smart and common sense don't run in the same pack all the time.
Either way it goes, if you have enough common sense, if you know how to get up and go pay a bill, or if you know how to go do this and that, you knew how to get up and go reach for the stars, too. Some people are lazy, and I think they fall back. And
I don't know about you, but I know a whole bunch of professional students.
I know a whole bunch of their wells.
That's all they ever did was went to school, and they still don't know no more than me, you, or nobody else, but they got degrees and don't know what to do with them.
They decided not to move forward and pursue whatever it is they needed to get ahead, and that's their own fault. But I think that people should get up more. And
can I ask a question? And are these people, the question comes back to the beginning of this show, the professional students that you're talking about, K. Diddy, and the person who has the talent and the common sense but don't have the drive, the question becomes, though,
what the topic of the show is. Are they getting in the way of their own happiness, or are, you know, whether they're falling into this comfort zone, or are they happy with themselves?
No, they're
not
happy with
themselves. You know what? That's the question. Exactly. That's the question they would have to ask themselves, because they, you know, like they said, you're your own own enemy, and you know, you only know yourself. That's why it's called, you know, yourself. You can only ask yourself. But at the same time, if you know that you're preventing or getting in the way of your own happiness, you know, whether that being distracted by having a family or, you know, being committed to something else that's really not important, then you need to start asking yourself questions and take a different path in life if that's what's getting in the way of you accomplishing or, you know, preventing your own happiness. I think everybody knows at the end what needs to be done. It's just that you tell yourself something else.
All right. I actually like that, TNA. Thank you for calling. You know, you can hold on, because normally you call and say something crazy. K did it today. You were eloquent and polite.
Well, it's still early.
You couldn't let it slide now, could you, K Diddy?
It's still early.
Shut up.
Where's my girl Passion and Loyalty at? Because I know they got something profound to say.
We're online. We're just
online.
Waiting for an opportunity.
Well, say something before she says something crazy.
Well, we're waiting for our moderator to give us the...
Because I think she's nailed it on the head.
What did you like to say? Did you agree what the young lady had to say?
Pretty much everything that she had to say, you know, is correct. It just depends on what level of the professional student you actually want to acclaim to.
Right on, ladies and gentlemen. I think this is one of the deeper shows that we've had, and I personally like it because, like I said, this is something that I personally woke up with on my heart and in my mind, you know what I mean? Because sometimes, speaking from a personal point of view, one does not want to push the envelope as far as they should sometimes, because sometimes you're asking yourself why. Hold on, I think the block call wants to say something. Hold on. TNA. TNA.
Oh, no, I didn't push anything.
Oh, you just said, well, stay right there, sweetheart. Don't go nowhere.
Okay.
Sometimes, you know, as we go through life and we encounter the ups and downs in life, and life has a way of beating on you. And today is one of the days when the spiritual side of me wants to put it out there for anybody feeling a little bit off, anybody feeling a little bit downtrodden today, to understand that life has a way of beating you up sometimes. It just happens. Nobody walking on the face of the earth, their whole life has been a bed of roses. Because even, you know, a lot of us who were born with nothing, we look at people with something and we're like, man, what you got to complain about? But truth be told, the burdens of life, whether you're rich or poor, are tremendous in all of us. Because sometimes you can have all the money and the riches in the world and you're still a miserable person. I have met dozens of people like that as I struggle to further myself and take care of myself. You just got money just oozing out your fingertips. Why are you miserable? But look beyond that. It comes down to personal happiness, something that we all take for granted, something that enough of us don't spend enough time thinking about because, you know, our parents' expectations, our kids' expectations, our brothers, our sisters, our cousins, our wives, our husbands, other people's expectations. But what are our personal expectations? What do we want from ourselves to make ourselves happy? What do we want from ourselves to better ourselves? And until each one of us can answer those questions in the mirror, it makes for a difficult life at times. You understand what I'm saying? It's just like K. Diddy. You know what I mean? K. Diddy secretly wants to be loved. People need to be an asshole. You disagree with that, K. Diddy? Was that you laughing?
I don't know. That shit sounds expensive to me.
And little does he know, he is loved, asshole and all.
What you say, love is expensive, K. Diddy?
Man, that's just expensive, man.
Okay.
Hey, Patton, I tell everybody, I tell all my men, male listeners out there, don't get a girlfriend if you ain't got a job.
Good.
I'll be telling them. You see, this goes back to the topic of our show. See, most guys, they feel like they got to have a woman, they got to have this, got to have that. But you got to be able to afford that shit, man. You know, because it's not so much about the woman's expectations, but if you're a true man, if you're a true G, you put a certain amount of expectations on yourself. Because how could you care for a woman and be into a woman and not want to do nice things for her or with her and share nice things with her? Because, you know, if you're not able to afford those things, the pressure you put on yourself stops you from being happy. How could you have any personal happiness if you feel inadequate or less than? And it's not that, it's not what she puts on you, it's what you put on yourself because you care for her.
There you go, and that's one of the key elements in this is this thing that we put on ourselves, you know what I'm saying? Because you're right, in order to be man, you are really deep today, K. Diddy. Wow.
Yeah, I know.
But anyway, these expectations that we put on ourselves as a man sometimes will defer because we think we're not able to do certain things. But suppose sometimes that's required because there are some women out there, there are some men out there who materialistic things are of a premium to them. But
well,
you got to bring to the table though, because you can't just have nothing. You know what
well,
I mean? Nothing.
Society that we live in put that pressure on the male that you have to produce, you have to be on a certain standard to be even considered a man or a head of your household.
That's absolutely
right?
Correct, and I agree with that. Yes, in order to call yourself a provider, you got to be able to provide. And I don't think it's all in just material things. It's just the simple needs of life, you know, the water bill, the light bill, the mortgage. Those things have to be paid. So to the material things, the extras, you have to have the necessities of life.
Right. So if you ain't got a job, homeboy, you don't need a girlfriend.
Yeah, because you still need to get your life in order. You can't bring somebody else into your life if it's not in order. Now
right.
You got two people miserable.
And it sure is a whole lot cheaper to get one hamburger than it is to get two.
That's correct.
And on that note, we're going to take a little musical interlude. Boy, KD, you really stretching out today, and I like that. We'll be right back on Can a Player Play. The call-in number is 646-929-2870.
It's this last call for alcohol. And we're both consenting a dawn.
Cause we've already hooked up before.
Well, I'm about to get out of here.
But I ain't ready to go home.
I'd rather come kick it with you if you want me to, little mama.
I'm leaving the club.
I'm leaving the club.
I'm wondering
and I'm wondering if you
cry.
I'm on my way.
I'm about to go to the club.
Oh yeah.
I was hoping that you were
gone. For a late night rendezvous.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah. I just gave a ticket to Dallas
for them to bring me my car.
And And if I remember correctly, and I'm having flashbacks of the last time we
went back to your place,
and I know for a fact that you want me to come back, little mama.
Coming down,
yeah,
you wanna
back to the show. Your boy Pretty Tony in the building with my man K Diddy. Where you at, baby?
I'm right here, brother, trying to keep it cool on a hot day.
Yeah, man, it's definitely burning up out here in the Vegas Valley. You know what I mean? We over here, can a player play? We come to you live every Sunday, 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We're normally joined by Lady Joy, but she had another engagement, so we still got mad love. But K Diddy, your boy Pretty Tone here holding it down. We had loyalty and passion on the line. TNA came through and represented, got a few people listening online. But as the show was going, today's topic is, are you getting in the way of your own happiness? And one of the keys that I've discovered to my life personally, and I want to share this with others, is called sitting down and getting to know yourself. And you got to sit down and get to know the good and the bad of yourself. And trust me, we all got it. We all got our shortcomings and our flaws. But you got to sit down and get to know yourself really and truly. And sometimes you get in your own way. We're all guilty of it because we let, you know, thoughts and actions and stuff that we have had in us for years get in the way in this pursuit of being a better person and having a better life. Everything in life take work. You know what I mean? If you want to bake a cake, you got to put in the time and the effort to know the ins and outs of baking the cake, what ingredients that it takes. You know what I'm saying? I like to use simple things so it can go into people's minds. I couldn't get up and go bake a cake right now because I don't know how. And it's the same thing about relationships. It's the same thing about life. It's the same thing about work. You got to put in the time. You got to put in the effort to get to understanding some things about yourself.
Is that anything like learning the rules before you play the game?
Straight the F up. That's exactly what it is. Shout out to Player Step Your Game Up. You know what I mean? And right now, your boy Pretty Tone is in the midst of growth. You know what I mean? And this is something that I want this show to reflect. It's something that I want my writing to reflect. The next book coming real soon, Who Is She and What Is She to You? It's one of those books that's going to reflect my growth, but it's still going to be from that same street cat because the streets is what taught me a lot. You know what I mean? Because you can be book smart and street stupid. You understand what I'm saying? And then you can be smart and book stupid. It is the balance, coming back to something prolific that my man K. Diddy said earlier. It is all about the balance and figuring out what works for you. Because what works for you might not work for the next person. You understand what I'm saying? And K. Diddy is somebody, that's why I'm glad he's on today. He's somebody who figured out what works for him and be damned whatever else you over there going through because he knows what works for him. Is that a true statement, K. Diddy?
Oh, definitely a true statement. Definitely a true statement. And I think that's something we all need to strive for. You know, we got to get real with ourselves first before we can try to lay that on somebody else. Because they got a right to be them just like you got a right to be you. And everybody ain't meant to be together. You know what I'm saying? So you need to figure that shit out early on in the game. Everybody's not meant to be with everybody. Or, as the spiritual people say, some people are just brought into your life for a season. They're not brought to you for a lifetime.
There you go. There you go. Reason, season, or a purpose. You understand what I'm saying? And even in saying that, in the same breath, when one says that, it also says that you must put in the time and the energy that it takes to make something work. You feel me? Well, whatever that something is for you, you got to put in the time. If there's something you want in life, you got to put in the time and the effort to get this thing. If there's somebody you want to be in life, it ain't going to come get laid at your feet. Because even, I mean, one thing I learned from being when I was younger is, you know, when you ain't never had nothing and you get something, if you ain't ready for that, it just goes right back out the window, man. Understand what I'm saying? So the key element in this whole happiness conversation is understanding that which brings you joy. That is the first step into understanding what your happiness requires. What brings me
joy? And what am I willing to do to get this joy in my life? Because this is what I need.
Don't mention her name too many times because she'll pop up.
Ain't that the truth? Shout out to Lady Joy, man. Shout out to Lady.
I missed you today. I ain't got nobody to talk shit about or to.
Right on, brother. Right on. Now, man, I feel real philosophical, but I don't want to get too deep with y'all today. Like I said, I went to sleep last night with a lot, thinking about a lot pertaining to my own personal self and evaluating myself and evaluating my life and my circumstance and what's going on around me. And there's some things I came up with, but hold on. 813, you're on.
Hey, Pretty Tony, it's Passion. And I just want to commend you and K. Diddy today for being such profound brothers. You know, you guys are really saying some refreshing and profound statements, and that's refreshing to hear. So I just want to commend the two of you.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much. You know, we're not assholes all the time. You know, we're genuinely not. We have our moments. Hold on, I think there's another caller that wants to join us.
The only asshole Monday through Friday.
Hello, block number 111, you're on.
It's me again. TNA, can you hear me?
Yes, TNA.
I just wanted to say that another thing that can stand in one's way of happiness is seeing someone you love giving up. And this person in the beginning was very strong individual, and that's what kind of caught your attention. You know what I mean? You see somebody like that, and you're like, okay, I need to snatch he or she up because this is a team member right here. And now this same person is letting life itself take a toll on them, and you see them, they don't put as much effort or passion into the things that once mattered. And if you're around this person, it will, and you're observing this, it will at some point bring you down, because at the end of the day, you are still a team. It's not like you're going to leave this person. You're not going to leave her because whatever she's going through, she may have, you know, other issues that she's not addressing, or he may be going through some things that he's not addressing. So it's not like you're going to leave them, because if you're married, then it's still just do its part for richer, for poorer, blah, 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 blah. But at the same time, it kind of brings you down, because it's like, or is this where the train stops? Is this our plan?
I got to ask you something, TNA, and this is a part of I've had this, and I'm glad you brought up that point, because a lot of people don't have somebody like that to say, hey, pull them bootstraps up and get back in the game. Because a lot of times, because you know, everybody has their moments of indiscretion, and everybody have their moments when life gets them down. But a lot of people, that's why when you're blessed that you got somebody who'll be like, hey, get your head back in the game. You understand what I'm saying? A lot of people need that in their life, because that is a part of the process. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
All right. All right. We're really prolific up on here today. I love this. You know what I mean? The show is flowing, and we're talking about some deep stuff. You know what I mean? And like I always say, the name of the show might fool you. You know what I mean? But we get really deep up on here. We talk about some real things, man.
Well, there was something K. Diddy said. K. Diddy, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Remember there was something you said, procrastination, something, it's on the bottom. I can't think of it. It's when we sent J.O. the drop scripts, and at the bottom of the page, it was basically telling them, you know, if you want this, you got to beat the other person to it. And I remember procrastination was part of it, but can't remember the life of me what it said exactly.
Oh, but it sounded like something very intelligent that I would say.
Oh, shut up. And it was basically telling people not to impede their growth, and if you want this, you have to really go for it. You can't let the next man, you know, pass you up in a marathon, whatever. But whatever it was, you know, you're not known for saying intelligent things, so please take that back. But at that time, it was intelligent. I do have to give you credit. I just can't remember exactly what it was
That's exactly why if I can't get 3 weeks for one drink, I keep it pushing.
You know what? That's why I call to listen to Passion and Loyalty, because you would have a woman lost, because it's like Dr. Jekyll and Mrs. Hyde. One minute you are Professor Diddy, and then the next minute you're just asshole nobody. So I want to leave you with that.
Well, thanks for calling to teach me. We greatly appreciate it, you know what I mean? Thanks for the love and support. Now, we're coming down into like the last 20 minutes of the show. And like I said, today was one of those real somber days where we're trying to put some, it's not only positive, but some deep energy out there for anybody listening to the show online, you know what I mean? We're just trying to put some deep energy out there. And once again, I'm going to do another shameless plug. The new book coming out, Who Is She and What Is She to You? You know, go out there and support your boy, Pretty Tone, because the new book, if you've read Play a Step Your Game of Volume 1, when you read Playology, which is Volume 2, and Who Is She, which I think I'm kind of leaning towards making this new book a trilogy, a combination of all three, so that you can definitely, it has a little bit of something in there for my core audience out there, because I still got the hood with me. I still got my thugs with me. But along the way, I've picked up, you know what I mean, Joe Blow, the average guy who likes what I have to say. So I'm working out the details, and I'll let y'all know real soon how that's going to go down. But, you know what I mean, join us every Sunday here, man, on Can a Player Play, 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Me, your boy K. Diddy, Lady Joy, and occasionally Dr. Mandrake comes through and represent with us. But, you know, Dr. Mandrake out dealing with all that good astrological stuff right now. We miss you, Dr. Mandrake. Get at us, man. You know what I'm saying?
Can y'all go out there and get Play a Step Your Game up and Playology. You can get it on World Movement Records right now. It helps keep your boys honest. Because if you pull up to a light and we got to wash your windows and you ain't bought a book, it ain't going to be nice.
Yeah, we don't want to get it the ski mask way. You know what I'm saying? We don't want to get it the ski mask way. You know what I mean? We're trying to do something positive. So go out there and support your boy. And I think next time around, truth be told, you know what I mean, we got some major things in the works right now that we're working on. But, yeah, back to today's topic, personal happiness, man. Are you getting in the way of your happiness? You got to sit down and evaluate that. You got to sit down and evaluate that. I was in the midst of saying that before, you know, TNA called and made her point, which is a very valid point, because a lot of people are not blessed like that. Sometimes you need that voice to be like, hey, I see it wearing you down. Drink your Gatorade and get back in the marathon, baby. You know what I'm saying?
And quit expecting people to do stuff that you won't do for them.
Say that again?
I said, and people need to quit expecting other people to do stuff that they will not do for them.
Straight up, you know what I mean? And that's just some real talk right there. We try to put so much on the next person, but are you willing to give it back? And that's where a lot of things get lost in translation, because the selfishness of us as human beings, both male and female, is that we want. But then, what are we giving? Because
can I add to that, Pretty Tony? To follow up to what K. Diddy was saying, I see there's a lot of people want people to do for them what they won't even do for themselves, less known for the next man. And
that is so true, too.
That just kills me. It's like, you know, you're not even willing to go out there and get it for yourself, but you're expecting me to give it to you. You know, there's a lot of triflingness going on out in the world, too.
And that's why you got to come correct. That's why, you know, even with the word happiness, really about more than happiness. It's about bettering yourself as an individual so that you can carry equal weight. You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And at a great point, we all have to be able to be like, okay, I'm going to shoulder this, you going to shoulder that, we going to shoulder this together. And that's where a lot of things get caught up and mixed up. And you know what I mean? But, you know, it's not anybody's fault, because so much has happened to us as individuals in life. Our defense mechanisms
are so high up that, you know what I mean, a lot of times we don't want to put that effort in, that time and that energy. You know what I mean? Our life's just supposed to be a movie. I'm great, you great, we great, everybody. No. There are days when shit is just messed up, man. There are days when me and you going to have to put our shoulders against the door and be like, man, we finna hold this down, batten the hatches down, and gone and sail through. You know what I'm saying? And I personally have been guilty of sometimes in my life not being wanting to make this commitment, to make this, put our shoulder against the door, because truly we don't want to be disappointed when we go through all that. Then it turns into bullshit, like K. Diddy would say.
People can't keep it real.
You know what I mean? So we got
to put our restraints, Pretty Tony. You got to be willing to take a chance. If you go, you either going to step into it or you're not. But if you step into it, you got to go for all that you know. And if you don't, if it starts looking like you're not getting back what you look expect to get out of it, then it's time to step off. But if you step into something, you got to give it your all. Well, why even bother stepping into it?
That's some real talk right there. And sometimes your all still might not be enough.
Yeah, but see, you never know until you try, and most people are too afraid to try. They're so scared of getting hurt, but then if they don't give something, they can't get nothing, so you're still right there in the same place.
You know what I mean? It's true that, you know what I mean? It's sort of like your immune system. If you ain't never caught a cold, how your immune system gonna know how to fight it off? You understand what I'm saying? Like I said, I give these really simple things so that people's mind can lock onto it, you know what I mean? If your immune system has never caught a cold, it's sort of like a baby when they're first born and they catch a cold. Their body don't know what to do with it. They've never seen it before.
Looks like you were talking about earlier about making a cake. If you don't do anything, you're not going to ever learn how to do it, or at least gather some kind of expertise in it. If you don't try it, you got to give it a try.
So, you know what I mean? This is where some of this whole personal happiness things comes from. You understand, ladies and gentlemen? And gotta go back, you know what I mean? I had trailed off from this early, and I'm going to get back to it because this is the point I'm trying to hammer home. You gotta be able to look yourself in the mirror and be honest with yourself, man. You know what I mean? A lot of us look in the mirror, and we don't really see what's looking back at us. It's sort of like a fat guy looking in the mirror and still seeing how he looked when he was 18. It ain't there. It's a mirage. You know what I mean? You got to take them blinders off, strip yourself down, and look in the mirror and say, okay, this is where I am. How do I get from here? A lot of times they say when you hit the bottom, all you can do is go up. No, there's something else that can happen. You can stay there if you choose not to make the effort to get back up. And a lot of times, a lot of us, when we're at the bottom, we lash out. They say misery loves company. And that is a true statement. And sometimes we try to give another person this bitterness. But we have to struggle with ourselves first and then move up from there. And it's always good. It's always good to have positive people around you. Somebody who will let you know, hey, hey, hey. Your face is in the sand. You're going to suffocate, dumbass. Take your face out the sand.
Or you tell her, stop looking like an ostrich. Get your head out of that hole and get your ass out in the air because everybody walk by kicking your butt because your head's in the hole.
That's right. It's work. And that's the word we're all afraid of. It takes work. Anything we want, desire, need in this life, that's to better us, to bring us personal happiness, to bring us spiritual happiness, bring us financial happiness, bring us emotional relationship happiness requires a bit of work. And we got to be able to put the work in because nothing worth having don't come easy, because if it came easy, you don't know what to do with it. You understand what I'm saying? We got to step it up a little bit. Shout out, player, step your game up. You know what I mean? Shameless plug.
Step it up.
So, philosophical mood that I'm in today, I'm in one of my own self-evaluation modes. I'm in one of my self-look-at modes. I'm in one of my looking around me, what's happening around me modes. I'm in, okay, am I giving enough to get where I need to be modes? Because sometimes just everyday survival, especially in this time, takes so much out of you just to make it from day to day. But at the same time, we cannot let that take away the pursuit of destiny to make ourselves better and do the things we need to do for ourselves. And it is a great burden. As I said before, I consider myself an extremely strong person. But even in this day and age, day-to-day survival wears on you. It chips away at your armor. And every now and then, you need to take the armor to the repair shop and let the blacksmith put some more metal in it, you know what I mean, so you can get back into this battle. This life is a battle. Your peace of mind is a battle. It's something you got to fight for. You understand what I'm saying? Becoming a better person is a battle. Having a better life is a battle. But you got to take the steps in order to make these things come to fruition for you. And it is by no means easy, and you're going to have good days. You're going to have bad days. You're going to have good months. You're going to have good, bad months. You're going to have a bad year, then you might have a good year. But you got to hang in there. And this message is for somebody out there that's listening to me right now who life is kicking your ass. You're not alone. All our lives are getting kicked in the ass right now. But we got to man up, and you got to dig in, and you got to find a way to push through. And maybe I'm talking to myself. Maybe I knew the one who needed to hear this. But I'm still putting it out there because this is what I do. I share. I share the things that come to me with the world. Hopefully that it will, if it touches one person's life, maybe it's my own, that's cool. But keep your head level. Keep your eyes open. And keep your feet moving, man. It's the only way you're going to push through the storm.
And don't let nobody piss on you until it's raining, especially if you don't like golden showers.
Straight up. Don't let nobody piss on you and tell you it's raining, homie, because people are constantly trying to piss on you. But if golden showers ain't for you, tell them nah. I don't need no golden showers. Keep it moving. The only rain I need is the rain from the heaven above.
Church!
Yes, sir. I did take it to church a little bit. So like I said, we're going to keep it moving as best we can. And another thing you have to prepare yourself for is that as you're pushing forward, there are those who, if they didn't earn their place along the way, they're going to get left behind. It is a sad reality of this life we live. And then there are the negative people who we got to shake off, because negative attracts negative. And we're trying to be positive. But we still got to keep our feet moving and our eyes open, even though the sands of the storm are blowing in your eyes and all that good stuff, man. We got to find a way to make it through. I'm telling you. This life just beats on you, and it 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 beats on you. But then you still got to find a way each day, as long as the good Lord up above gives you the strength to get up tomorrow. The back pains and the knee pains and whatever pains you're going through, the mental pains, the emotional pains, your spirit is scarred. You still got to keep it moving, homie. So if there's somebody out there who needed to hear these words, this is for you. And if it's for myself, I damn sure hear myself. You dig?
And with that, we're going to go to a shameless plug.
Go on and do it, brother.
Y'all go out and pick up Players, step your game up. Playology, worldmovement.com. Get in the house. If you ain't got your copy, it ain't no reason for you not to have a copy, first of all. There's no reason for you not to have a copy. Go get one. Matter of fact, one day we might need to have a quiz to see how many of our listeners actually are truly,
truly supporting and feel what we're trying to tell them. What do you think about that?
Right.
Hold on. I think 111, you're on again.
Oh, I just wanted to say, make sure you shout out all the people that that are moving forward in life and accomplishing their goals and not getting in the way of their own happiness. And to those who sit back on the couch and wait for their goals to accomplish themselves, we feel very sorry for you.
Wow, even TNA done got prolific today. Right on, TNA. And on that note, we're going to do a little something like this. Don't go nowhere. Can a player play?
Dame Taylor on the beat.
Feels like crazy, so I'ma do it. It feels amazing, so I'ma do it. My hands be raising, so I'ma do it. Jesus be saving, so I'ma do it. I feel like crazy, so I'ma do it. It feels amazing, so I'ma do it. Yeah, yeah, call me, I'ma do it. Yeah, yeah, I'm thinking I'ma do it. Yeah, I don't know what it is, bro, but some points you just grow a little bit, ma. One day it's just in the heart again, and the next Sunday you're a full participant. I can't help it, I'm caught up in the mix, and the Holy Spirit got full control of my limbs. Can't explain what's coming on my lips, like I took a crash course, turned for a language. Start tingling, rhyming and reasoning. Grab a tambourine, got that bad boy jingling. Feeling weak, I don't know if I can stand up. And at the same time, I can't sit down. Fair enough, tears keep coming from my eyes. I can't man up, feel like I'm in grade school. Why I got my hand up? It's a feeling and I can't explain it. But when I get up in that zone, it's amazing. I'ma start drumming and the keys start playing. And the choir stand up, I'll be on one waiting like, ooh, ooh. Start drumming and the keys start playing and the choir stand up, I'll be the only one waiting like, ooh, 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 ooh. I feel like crazy, so I'ma do it. It feels amazing, so I'ma do it. My hands be raising, so I'ma do it. Jesus be saving, so I'ma do it. I feel like crazy, so I'ma do it. It feels amazing, so I'ma do it. Yeah. Yeah, call me, I'ma do it. Yeah, yeah, I'm thinking I'ma do it. Cause when that fire gets shut up in my bones, feel like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I don't care, let the whole world watch me. Even with a red octagon, you couldn't stop me. Take it up a notch, running through the aisles. We feeling so much, we massaging the crowd beat. People laying on their face like a victim. It's like heaven coming out the sound. When the drummer starts drumming and the keys start playing and the choir stand up, I'll be on one waiting like, ooh, 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 ooh. Feel like crazy, so I'ma do it. It feels amazing, so I'ma do it. My hands be raising, so I'ma do it. Jesus be saving, so I'ma do it. I feel like crazy, so I'ma do it. It feels amazing, so I'ma do it. Yeah, yeah, call me, I'ma do it. Yeah, yeah, I'm thinking I'ma do it.
Yes, sir. Your boy Pretty Tone. We still here, can I play a play, 2:30 p.m. every Sunday with yours truly, P.T., you know what I mean, the author of the book, Player Step Your Game Up, author of the book, Playerology, author of the upcoming book, Who Is She, What Is She to You, which is technically Player Step Your Game Up, Volume 3. You know what I mean, we're trying to do some things over here, it ain't easy, but we doing what we got to do, we doing what we need to do. Me and my man K. Diddy held it down today. We kind of got a little bit prolific up on here. A lot of y'all didn't know we could get that deep, but that shows versatility in our nature. That shows that we're from a league of extraordinary gentlemen. Ain't that right, K. Diddy?
Oh, that sounds prolific within itself.
Absolutely right. And Now, I mean, go on and do your shameless plug. Tell the good folks where they can come check us out at, where they can come grab a copy of the book at.
You can hit us up at worldmovement.com and get your autographed copy of the book for interviews and such. The office number is 323-957-7322. That's World Movement Records. I am Lamont, a.k.a. K. Diddy. You can hit me at Lamont@World Movement Records. And if I could help facilitate your request, it would be my pleasure.
I like the way you put that, you know what I mean? That's for your boy, Pretty Tony. You can come through, check me out. I'm on Twitter now, Selassie Son, S-E-L-A-S-S-I-E-S-O-N, on Twitter, you know what I mean? www.twitter.com/Selassie Son, S-E-L-A-S-S-I-E-S-O-N. Come through, holler at me at Twitter, you know what I mean? Get at me, MySpace. Playology, you know what I mean? MySpace.com/playology. MySpace.com/playerstepyourgamer. Get at your boy on Facebook, Pretty Tony. Come through. Get to know me. Holler at your boy, man. We love everybody who took time. When I see the numbers that of people out there that may not listen to me live but still end up listening to me online, it's crazy. We in the thousands now. So I'm thanking everybody who's taking the time. I want to thank Passion and Loyalty who come through frequently every week to represent with us. You know what I mean? We love y'all ladies. Y'all come through, help us hold it down. You know, with a level-headed trend of thought, we greatly appreciate you.
And bring some food next week.
Yeah, definitely bring some food next week. Matter of fact, let me let one of them respond to that. Hold on.
You said bring some food next time? Is that what you said, K. Diddy?
Yeah, bring some chitlins and some hog maws and shit.
Ooh, we'll see what we can do about that.
That's why we love you.
Ladies, go on and let the good folks know where they can get at you at.
Anyone interested in speaking to Loyalty or Passion can reach us at teenlifeunlimited@yahoo.com.
All right, you know what I mean? We're creeping down to the last 5 minutes of the show. Every Sunday we're here. We do this every Sunday, man. We come through here. We're trying to give up a bit of game. We try to give a bit of wisdom. We try to just put some things out there. Positive energy is what we're about on Can a Player Play, you know what I mean? So all the haters, you can go on and hate. We don't mind. Shoot me the hate mail. It's all to the good, you know what I mean? PrettyTonyLV@Hotmail.com. Come through. I'm everywhere, man. Hotmail, MySpace, Facebook, Twitter, you know what I mean? I'm on Blogspot, Pretty Tony, you know what I mean? At blogspot.com, Pretty Tony. Come through, holler at your boy, you know what I mean? Thank you so much for taking time out of your day. It's a blessing to speak to you. It's a blessing to put this positive energy out there. It's a blessing to be alive, and though circumstances may not be perfect, just remember, you're going to have good days, you're going to have bad days. And there's some of y'all who was in the nightclub last night, you know what I mean? I don't know who y'all going to blame it on, but this is my favorite excuse right here.
Blame it on the loose, got you feeling loose, blame it on the drone, got you feeling gone.
Turn back now.
DJ
Hey, I'm about to activate a Wonder Twin power on it.
T-Pain, yeah. You should already know when I walk in the door that it ain't no use in fronting on me.
Fronting on me.
I'm a hustle, I'ma do my thing. You already know what it's gonna be.
What it's gonna be.
I keep hustling, yeah. I keep hustling,
yeah.
I keep hustling,
yeah.
I keep hustling.
Yeah.
And if you feel me, put your hands up and come and sing the Hustlers anthem with me.
Anthem like la 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 la.
Yeah, yeah.
La 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 la.
I keep hustling, dog.
La 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 la.
La
la la la.
I keep hustling, dog.
La 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 la.
Yeah, yeah.
La 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 la.
I keep hustling, dog.
La la la.
Do what it do all day. Come through and get it jumping, throwing money away. It don't matter if you're hustling a bundle of you, or you got a 9 to 5, let the champagne spray. Move quick, a little dumb, or Jouette Rosé. Two chicks on my arm when I step, okay. Gillette razor sharp, you know the boy don't play. DC-10, drop me down at Sandro Pay. Yeah, let the money machine roll on. We been eating in this like you in the street so long. Every time I drop to you, I can never do no wrong. I progress you when your little crew prolong. Go. You hate it, I know your forte. We blind your little shine you portray. Why you wanna leave? I know your little chick won't stay. And if you violate, see, I'll make sure you all gon' pay.
You should already know when I walk in the door that it ain't no use in frontin' on me.
Frontin' on me.
I'm a hustle, I'ma do my thing. You already know what it's gon' be.
What it's gonna be.
I keep hustling, I keep hustling, I keep hustling, I keep hustling. And if you feel me, put your hands up and come and sing the Hustlers anthem with me.
Anthem like la 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 la.
Yeah, yeah.
La 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 la.
I keep hustling, dog.
La 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 la.
La 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 la. I keep hustling, dog.
La 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 la.
Yeah, yeah.
La 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 la.
I keep hustling, dog.
In town. You ain't come on to miss it when the go down. We celebrating like we throwing money around. Bring a lot of charm, about to order a couple of rounds. Look, I know at times it probably seem like the hardest when you ain't got it, but you gotta go and get it regardless. Check it, get up on your hustle, homie.
Get up and go
and do it proper for the
better one.
And go on Copper Island and do a lot so I can
stack up a road
with a couple billion with a
fashion of flow
up in the mansion. Listen, I'm only telling you the theme of this caper is get your money to stack up your paper. Let's keep it going.
You already know when I walk in the door that it ain't no use in frontin' on me.
Frontin' on me.
I'm a hustle, I'ma do my thing. You already know what it's gon' be.
What it's gon' be.
I keep hustling,
yeah.
I keep hustling,
yeah.
I keep hustling,
yeah.
I keep hustling,
yeah.
And if you feel me, put your hands up and come and sing the Hustlers anthem with me.
Anthem like la 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 la.
Yeah, yeah.
La 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 la.
I keep hustling, dog.
La 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 la.
The way the kid be banging them random, and the way the way they throwing a tantrum, trying to hustle, cop a plane, a couple ships, new handsome. You hustle up on the blocks and hustle a ransom.
Now,
but as long as you can go with muscle a grip, whether you shining from a grind or if you hustle legit, either way, get money. New. Turn on the switches for power, hustle, and then stack all your riches. That's how we on it.
You already know when I walk in the door that it ain't no use in fronting on me.
Fronting on me.
I'ma hustle, I'ma do my thing. You already know.
If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. I got the rat patrol on the cat patrol. Foes that want to make sure my cask is closed. Rap critics save money, cash holes. I'm from the hood, stupid, what type of facts are those? If you grew up with hoes and you're zapped with toes, you celebrate the minute you was having dope. I'm like, fuck critics, you can kiss my whole asshole. If you don't like my lyrics, you can press fast forward. Got beef with radio if I don't play they show. They don't play my hits. Well, I don't give a shit, so Rap Max trying to use my black ass so advertisers could give them more cash for ass fuckers. I don't know what you take me as or understand the intelligence that Jay-Z has. I'm from rags to richest niggas, I ain't dumb. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me! 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hope you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me! Yeah, it's 94 and my trunk is raw. And my rear view mirror is